Welcome to God With Us, the First Hurst 2024 Daily Devotional for Advent. Be sure to subscribe for daily devotional episodes throughout the Advent season, December 1st through Christmas Day.
Monday, December 2nd, Created for Fellowship by Kyle Marcus. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23 says, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us." Have you ever thought about how amazing it is that God, the creator of the universe, desires to be friends with you? In John chapter 15, verses 14 through 15, Jesus says, "You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you." This is truly mind-blowing if you just pause to grasp its full significance. The eternal, all-powerful creator of the universe doesn't just tolerate you, he wants to be in a personal relationship with you. So much so that he emptied himself of all his heavenly glory, stepped down from his throne in heaven, and came to earth as a humble servant born of a virgin. And when he did, he was called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. That name alone reveals his desire to be near us. Now, have you ever had a friend where the relationship seemed more about what you could get out of it? Maybe it was their connections or access to their resources. Perhaps it was the friend with a boat or a vacation home, and being their friend meant access to those things. Now, if you're honest with yourself, how often have you treated your relationship with Christ in a similar way? Do you see him as a divine butler, only called upon when a request arises? Or maybe like an EMT when a crisis strikes? Sometimes he's treated like a genie when there's something you desire, or even like a comforting grandparent when you just need a hug. But Jesus longs for a deeper connection. He desires for you to truly know him, not for what you can get from him. See, he created you for fellowship, for a friendship that is rich and real. So, as you move through your day today, and especially during this Christmas season, how can you be a better friend to Jesus? One way is simply spending time with him. If you've heard of the Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman, you know that quality time is one of them, and Christ loves quality time. Spend time in his word today, not just seeking answers for your life, but seeking to understand him. See, he wants to show you more of who he is. Pray throughout your day, not only bringing requests, but beginning with adoration, praising God for who he is. And take moments to listen as well. You know that friend that dominates every conversation and never listens? Well, don't be that friend in your relationship with Christ. And finally, spend time confessing where you've approached your friendship with Christ selfishly, focusing more on what he can do for you rather than on knowing him. But above all, stay in awe of the fact that the eternal, omnipotent creator of everything wants to be your friend, because there's nothing more profound than that.
Thank you for listening to God With Us. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Advent season through December 25th. For a printable or ebook version of God With Us, visit firsthurst.com/advent. Copyright 2024 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.